thought I was demolishing the language barrier. Turns out I was just banging my head against the wall. Hi, this is Coach Sarah, and this is the Morning Mantra.
Hi, my name is Sarah Axelrod. I'm a run coach and a lover of poetry, and I'm here to put the fun back in profundity. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached in love. And if you need an anchor to hold on to as you move through a tough situation, you've come to the right place.
Today's mantra is,
good morning. Good morning.
I used to teach Italian high school kids English, one of the most mind-bendingly difficult jobs I have ever had. English is a hard language, yo. We don't conjugate, except when we do. Our past participles are mostly foobar, and don't even get me started on the vowels. Pronouncing English vowels is truly maddening, unless you were born doing it and you have no idea how you ever learned. I've taught English to adults and college kids who really wanted to learn so they could pass certification exams and work in the U.S., but Italian teenagers were a different story. I was 22 years old, and many of my students were my age or older, having been held back a time or two as they cruised through high school. Plus, the Italian method of English instruction involved speaking almost no English. So my students understood what phrasal verbs were far better than I did, and they could discuss them at length, but only in Italian. Plus, there was the fact that they didn't really give a fuck. Because when all the adults already assume you're dumb and you don't try, why would you? Because the other thing about my students in Italy was that their teachers plainly thought they were idiots. I'd been warned by lots of people I'd met before even beginning to teach that the high school to which I'd been assigned was agreed to be the worst in the city. Good luck with that, they said. And when I asked what I should teach, the teacher said that, well, the girl who'd been the English assistant the previous year had done lessons on American holidays like Halloween and Thanksgiving, and they liked that, so you could just do it again. But I said, if they learned all that last year, won't it be boring for me to repeat it? Nah, the teacher said. They don't remember shit. It would be cute if I had been the one to see that the students that I taught were way smarter than their teachers gave them credit for. And if by respecting them, I were somehow able to get through to them. And I desperately wanted my life as a high school teacher to resemble the movie Stand and Deliver. But it much more closely resembled the South Park parody of Stand and Deliver. So think Cartman with a comb over saying, how do I reach these kids? I had a lot of expectations. They had none, and their teachers had even fewer. My first class was an afternoon class with a group of very eager third-year students, the equivalent of high school sophomores. It was their last hour of the day, around 2 p.m., and I walked in, mildly trembling. The teachers had told me to pretend that I didn't speak Italian, because if the students found out, she said, they would never attempt to speak to me in English again. The students scrambled to their feet. Good morning, they roared enthusiastically. Their teacher sighed. No, no, no. Come on. You know this. You have to say good afternoon. Good afternoon, they repeated. Good morning, you see, was how I was always greeted, no matter what time of day. Buongiorno in Italian translates to good morning in English. But of course, the direct translation doesn't really work because Italians can say buongiorno pretty much any time of day until it's decidedly evening. At which point they roll over to the equally common buonasera. Good afternoon in English would translate to buon pomeriggio in Italian. And I have only ever heard an automated train ticket sales machine say buon pomeriggio to me. Also, really, who says good afternoon? If you were in Italy, you would absolutely just stick with buongiorno. At the teacher's urging, I tried to teach my students what you are supposed to say when. I drew diagrams with clocks and stick figures to designate when good morning begins to be the correct greeting and when it is no longer the correct greeting. And as we got to know each other better and they got used to my presence in their school and I started to learn their names and their faces, which was difficult because I had 12 different classes, sometimes with as many as 29 kids in each, we began greeting each other in the halls. And I got used to hearing a thunderous good morning from a whole gaggle of them as we crossed paths at 3 p.m. heading out to the bus stop. And the teachers told me that I must always correct them. But I really kind of hated responding to their enthusiasm by reminding them that they were wrong. One winter afternoon, my then boyfriend, now husband, and I were out having a passeggiata, which is a kind of classic Italian ritual on the weekends before aperitivo hour. You go out and you just kind of stroll the loop of the city center window shop, get a coffee, and run into people. We lived in a large city and we knew almost no one, and we had so little money coming in that we allowed ourselves very little in the way of dispensable entertainment. So borrowing burned DVDs from the library was free, and so was the passeggiata. In December, it would be getting dark already by 3:40 or 4 o'clock, but the city was lit with Christmas lights that brightened our moods just a little bit. And so one afternoon, as we were walking the Corso amid a throng of people, I heard an exuberant, "Good morning, prof!" And I turned around and I saw a group of my kids waving gaily at me. Someone in this city had just recognized me on the street. And so I smiled and I said, "Good morning," right back. Turns out, I didn't really give a fuck either. I'd rather feel connected, I decided, than keep running into a good morning-sized wall. I think back to that year, and I remember how sorely difficult it was sometimes. But I also give myself a lot more credit than I could then for what I did do, rather than dwelling on what I couldn't accomplish. Because when no one around you is going to reward you for trying and for going the extra mile, then why should you? I bent over backwards trying to come up with interesting and original lesson plans involving Stevie Wonder song lyrics and Calvin and Hobbes comic strips, and some of them worked and others landed with a thud. The days that worked best were the days where I did what made me happy, because the students saw what made me excited and what I thought was boring. And as far as they were concerned, no one was giving them any extra points for effort. In retrospect, I give them credit, too, for being kind to me when they were, which was not necessarily often, and for letting their enthusiasm precede their perfection when they saw me in the hall or on the street. And sometimes I wonder whether they were trolling us all along in their refusal to abandon. Good morning. Sometimes there's literally nothing to be gained by overachieving, and I think the kids understood that better than I did. Even if they mastered the good afternoon, good evening, and good night, their teachers at the end of the day were still going to treat them like dummies. So, when no one is going to give you credit for going the extra mile, either do it for you or say fuck it. And the Italian phrase for fuck it, as it turns out, is good morning.
You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And if you need more reasons to believe that, follow at Morning Mantra Pod on Instagram and subscribe to the Coached and Loved weekly newsletter.